One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later,
and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, it's Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
You sound like you're inebriated, and I know that that's not the case because you gave that stuff up years ago. What's wrong with you?
Well, it's kind of like what Bill Murray said in one of his films. I'm not inebriated. It's just all that cough medicine I drank right before the show.
How much did you take?
Just kidding.
What type was it?
Oh, my allergies, bro. My allergies.
The Diamond Tap, is it helping you?
And as usual, I flew in this morning, got off another airplane.
Boy, were his wings tired.
You know it's
going
to be cool when I can do the show from an airplane?
No, I'm not ever going to allow that.
You're insane
if you think that's going to be the case.
But maybe they'll throw me off live while we're doing the show.
Maybe you can play Words with Friends.
Ooh, ba-dum-bum.
Yep.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373.
It is.
Can
I tell you about my adventure today?
Sure.
Because I thought we'd delay the topic. It's a depressing topic tonight.
It's
heavy.
It's. I already got in a fight with somebody for an hour ago about
a show that markets itself on being somewhat humorous on Saturday nights. So I had the most unique experience I think I've ever had as a parent today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how.
I think my mom had a couple.
Or when or where. But somehow I agreed to become mommy this morning. So I had to take the 10-month-old, the ankle biter, to mommy and me swim class.
Cool. And you're a good swimmer.
No, I'm fine.
You're quite buoyant.
I was a lifeguard in high school.
You were?
Christian camp, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I did that kind of stuff. Great way to meet chicks.
That's sexy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I weighed, I think, all of 148 pounds at the time. Pretty sure I couldn't get anybody out of the water if I really had to. But
but you had a whistle.
So yeah, I did, and I got to put that funny white stuff on my nose
right.
And walk around and yell at you. Hey, get out of there. You can't do that.
Now,
see,
at that time,
my voice sounded exactly the same.
Did you require white stuff on your head?
No, I had all my hair at that point.
Okay.
Shut up.
Just checking.
You know, I was thinking about how unnatural it is that all the Baldwin brothers have their hair. And I'm thinking you guys had work done.
Yeah. We all had Baldwin plugs. It's a special brand now.
Took them from your forearms and put them in your forehead.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened. No. Because I was thinking the other day, I was looking at, like, new pictures of everyone in my high school class, and I'm a couple of years younger than you. And everybody that I graduated with has lost their hair.
Right.
And I'm going, huh. And then I looked at a whole bunch of talk show hosts that I know, and I'm like, wait a minute. They all lost their hair. There's something supremely, creepily unnatural about the fact that the Baldwins, Alec, Billy, Steven, and Danny, all have perfect Baldwin coif.
Let's get back to how you almost drowned today at the swim.
Ah, I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
I think they did have work done.
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure. So anyway, I have to go be mommy at Mommy and Me, and I'm kind of dreading this because I don't know what to do or not do other than don't show up in a bikini. I know that's not an option. Everything else, I'm sitting there going, so what are we going to do? And the lovely bride was like, don't worry about it. You'll get it. It's fine. Just show up. Take the kid in. Sit him on the side. Just do whatever they say.
Thanks, so, honey.
And that's
love ya.
The 10-month-old.
Why do wives do that?
And she was off doing something else with the 3-year-old. And actually, I probably got the far better end of the deal because the 3-year-old has just been lately.
Huh.
I mean, did you see Lord of the Rings?
Sure.
Precious.
That's how you describe you. Your three-year-old is Gollum.
He's the Gollum.
Yeah, okay.
Lately, he has been.
Sure your wife is listening.
He'll
have something to say about that.
He got into the playpen with the 10-month-old this week twice.
Right.
And tried to body slam him to the ground and then stay upon him, covering his face from getting oxygen.
And the 10-month-old probably deserved it.
No.
That's the way it was when I was growing up.
The 10-month-old is this sweet little angel that, like, he just smiles. It doesn't matter what you do. You know, he's sick. He has a rash. He smiles at you.
Right.
This is the sweetest kid. And we're going, how'd that kid get in our family?
And in my house.
We don't deserve that one at all.
In my house, the sheer fact that he's perpetuating such sweet, charming innocence is reason enough for a beating.
That's probably Uncle Steven's influence on James.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, even when being yelled at, get off your brother. Don't want to get off my brother? Get off your brother. So she had to deal with him. So I got the 10-month-old. We're in the so we go and we're in the water. And you know what Mommy and Me is? It's nursery rhymes and songs in the pool for the 10-month-old. So there I am, you know, bare-chested, buff creature that I am.
Old McDonald.
And no, we're singing Mulberry Bush and all the songs that we sang. And I don't remember any of them. Yeah. Pop Goes the Weasel and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't drown the kid. So I think from that perspective, it was a success.
Right.
But I don't know.
That is a success.
Me and 18 moms in the pool, just not my speed.
No, but you got to change your whole perspective.
How's that?
But just because, you know, to all those moms now, you're a great dad. And maybe they'll start listening to Baldwin McCullough because of it.
I'm not advertising what I do when I go there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, ladies, guess what? I'm on the radio. Come listen to me tonight.
You think I'm good in the pool?
Okay.
See me on the mic.
So anyway, then I get home, and the three-year-old comes in. And, again, I don't know where the lovely bride was. She disappeared somehow. And I'm trying to figure out, because I kind of had, like, nothing to do today other than than Mommy and Me. And I already think I flunked the Mommy and Me part. But, so I'm thinking, okay, I'd love to watch a movie. I haven't just sat down and watched a movie in, like, ages.
Right.
But the three-year-old's running around. I'm going, I can't watch anything. And then I thought, you know what I'm in the mood to see? I'm in the mood to see
Lord of the Rings?
Camera, to the screen we go, for those of you watching at home. No, I was in the mood to see episode 1.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, and maybe someone can give me some feedback on this. I did not know, not episode 1, episode 4. God forgive me for what I just said. Holy cow, did I just make a blunder of all blunders? No. Now, God forbid I would ever let my kids watch episode 1. No, episode 4, The New Hope, the original Star Wars film.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if it was too for a three-year-old. You have any opinions about that?
Well, so long as there wasn't any misinterpreting, you know, at the moment of like, shh, I'm your father, James.
No, that doesn't come till Empire, and he's not watching Empire.
That wouldn't have been good.
No. But just hands in the room.
Although,
3-year-old.
Although on occasion you can be...
Too immature for the violence content of Star Wars.
On occasion you can be quite Darth Vader-like.
I got one, two, no. No. You're all declining? Man. We have kind of a small gathering in the studio tonight. I only got two votes out of like 12 people.
It's a party.
But those two people said, thumbs up. So you don't think Chewie is a little too intense for... The three-year-old?
No,
I don't. 888-340-3373. Help me understand this, because I honestly don't want to, like, you know, send him to down a trajectory of, like, pain and trauma and torment. But I kind of think that R2-D2 and C-3PO and those guys.
No, that's good stuff.
I think James would be into that.
Yeah.
The three-year-old. What? 888-340-3373. Just tell me. Too intense for a three-year-old or not. I did put it up on Facebook. And people just kept asking, well, is it the 1977 original or the, 1996
you got all the Star Wars
remake?
Yeah, all the Star Wars remakes.
I had, and there's a few on Facebook.
What's it rated?
It's an old PG.
It's an old PG. Oh, so then parental guidance.
I think there was one naughty word in there. I think Ben Kenobi said the D word, which isn't even considered naughty anymore.
But. Like darn?
Yeah, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
On some darn fool mission. I think that's what he says.
Although if your kid repeats it after that, you're going to be like...
that at that point...
You're punished!
The lovely bride will kill me at that point.
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you let him watch? And why is he saying this when I take him out in public?
Yeah.
So that was my Saturday. I didn't let him watch Star Wars. I did get the 10-year-old safely through Mommy and Me.
Sure.
And didn't embarrass myself terribly in front of 18 women.
August 9th.
Which is a tough thing to do. Oh, I know what you're going to go to.
Yeah.
We've already got tickets. We don't, but we're going to get them.
Tickets?
Planes? August 9th?
No, okay.
Planes? From the makers of Cars? I've been stuck in a 3-year-old's world too long.
I'm about to demonstrate the very difference between your parental reality and my parental reality.
Yes, okay.
August 9th, my 16-year-old takes her road test.
Oh.
So, you know, there's like... You're nervous about being in the pool, and then there's my deal.
And we're nervous to be with you every Saturday. Stay with us.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough, and we're glad to be with you every Saturday. Thanks for taking time out with us. 888-340-3373, whether you're listening on SiriusXM, 300 radio stations across the country, or now joining us on the UAN television network in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and statewide in the state of Texas on Verizon. But also, and they were supposed to be ready by tonight. I've not gotten word in the last 10 minutes to see if we are, but New York City launching, if not tonight, for sure by next week on Channel 17 locally. And then we've got some other big news coming down the pike. We're going to add about 26 additional million households in Philadelphia.
That's it?
Salt Lake City, Denver, a whole bunch of places. So if you're not getting us by radio or television, hang in there. So it's coming soon. Yeah. Well, we'll be on 22 million and then another 26 million. So
for 46 million?
And I think tonight we're going to be on the Roku.
48 million?
The Roku. Do you know what the Roku is?
I don't know anything.
It's like
Kevin.
Apple TV, but it's...
My job is to not know anything.
That's what you keep telling people.
Yeah.
And nobody believes you.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to Baldwin McCullough. So here's a question for you, Mr. Stephen Baldwin. The Pope made
I don't
this...
know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Since we took care of that, we'll be back, right back. Now, the Pope got into a little trouble this weekend, and or this week. Not so much trouble, but he just said something that was very interesting, and a lot of people have reacted to it. But you wanted this to be the topic tonight, so I'm teeing
usual,
up the football
no,
for
no,
you.
No, what happened was I read something. I like to just go with my instincts.
Let the world know that Stephen Baldwin did admit that he does read.
Yeah. I read something.
He claims to be dumb, but he did just say.
I've been reading.
He read.
Books lately, too, by the way.
Wow.
I know that.
Like ones that don't have pictures?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Good for you.
There's a new comic book.
Nobel Prize coming right around the corner for that.
All the pictures out of the comic books. No, so I like to surf around for topics for the show, mm-hmm. and then when I just read something that kind of makes me go, huh, you know, that's how I like to pick my topics.
Right.
So, the Pope Francis, that's his name?
You got that right.
Right. So the Pope Francis is on the Pope,
plane.
Yep. On the Pope plane. And the headline here for the article in the New York Times, written by Rachel Donato, says, on gay priests, Pope Francis asks, who am I to judge?
Hmm.
And then apparently the story goes on that he says, the idea being that if a priest is gay and yet at the same time he's trying not to act on it, he's realizing that, you know, the Roman Catholic Church says that in their opinion, that, you know, that's a sin. So if he's abstaining from that, then the Pope says, who am I to judge that priest?
Okay.
And it just made me think to myself, if I were a Roman Catholic parent and hypothetically my kid were going to church and the priest was gay and abstaining from doing all that, would they be able to, if they felt whatever they felt about it, should they have the right to not have that priest counsel their child?
Do priests do a lot of counseling with children?
I believe so. Yeah, of course.
Well, you grew up in the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, sure. Okay. You could go to a priest and say, "Hey, I want to talk to you."
Okay.
You know, and not just confession. You could sit.
Just
and,
give me some life advice.
Whatever it is,
Father Jones.
Whatever it is. Now, it's an odd question, and it's not a question because I brought this up with a friend of mine before the show who was a very liberal person, mm-hmm. who just said, you know, the fact that you're even asking that question will perpetuate the stereotypical hatred towards gays. And I said, no. I want to hear from my listeners. The question that popped into my head when I read this was, if I were a parent going to a Catholic church, and hypothetically, let's say I went to the one of the priests at my church that weekend, and I said, hey, by the way, I was just wondering, you gay? If the guy says, well, actually...
Because it's likely that Stephen would actually ask that question.
I'm that kind of guy. And if the priest were to say, well, you know, whatever, none of your business, but if he were to say, it just so happens that I have struggled with that in the past, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to stay in my position, blah, blah. Should it be the right of the parents of Roman Catholic children to have the ability to say, I would prefer that that priest not counsel my child for that reason? And it's a hypothetical, but that's what popped into my head.
So the if question then. Okay, so what do you think? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Very straightforward question. You know, I'm not Catholic, but man of faith, evangelical Protestant. So I come at this from a little bit of a different viewpoint. And when I saw the Pope's comments, I actually thought, to myself before anything else was reported, like, the media is going to get this wrong. They're just going to totally butcher this, and they did. They came out going, look, what the Pope says now is that the Catholic Church is all down with homosexuality, and that's basically, if you read Huffington Post, MSNBC, CNBC, NBC, anything with NBC in it, it's contaminated. But they were all everybody from the progressive left and center were going, oh, look at this. It's amazing. It's open-minded. It's all these things. And then there was this one reporter from Fox, Father Jonathan Morris, who went with the Pope to, and I guess they were just finishing up, what do they call it? It's their big youth gathering, and they did it down in Brazil.
Right.
And they had 3.2 million young people.
Copacabana Beach.
Come to the beach, listen to the sermon that the Pope gave, and it was actually a very responsible message. He talked about living for ideals and principles that are bigger than yourself, to live a life of service to others. It was a very, very, from everyone that I've read that was actually there, it was a very inspiring thing to witness, and it was a very meaningful message.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's got this, he's coming off of that. It's got to be a good feeling. They get on the plane to fly the Pope Mobile Air One back to Italy. And in the process of getting there, he decides, you know what? I haven't gone out and chatted with the press, so I'll do that. I'll just give them time. He goes out and gives them 80 uninterrupted minutes of just them and him, one-on-one. No handlers, nothing else. And so they're just firing these questions at him. And he gets asked about, you know, what about gays? You know, the church has a problem with gays. What about gays? And then he said the thing that you said, which was what the headline became. Everybody talked about that nonstop. Well, I never from the beginning thought that he said anything other than what the church has taught or what Christianity believes.
Correct, yeah.
But it was interesting to see how the press took it. The angle that you're asking on this is actually going one step deeper than even I had considered, and that's how you know the apocalypse is about to take place. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. Stay with us. We're live from New York, and we continue momentarily.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Today for free.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. I say the number twice because I care. Kevin only says it once. 888-340-3373.
What are we talking about, Stevie B?
Well, again, Pope Francis gives a big speech out there in Brazil. Flying back, he talks for 80 minutes to the media, gets asked a gay question, and he makes the statement, if a priest is gay and he is striving to abstain from that and doing spiritually what is biblically correct to control that and stay in the light of God, was the quote, then who is the Pope to judge him, to judge that priest? Which I think is brilliant. That's a totally biblically accurate statement and perception, and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But you're saying there still may be cause for concern, even if the priest is claiming abstinence. Explain that.
I'm not saying there's cause for anything. The next thing that popped into my head was this. If I were the parent of a young person going to a Roman Catholic school and then on weekends going to Roman Catholic Church, who on their own wanted to go and console or ask the opinion or get some advice from a Roman Catholic priest, and that priest was gay, and that dynamic was expressed to the parent, should the parent of a Roman Catholic student seeking the counsel of a gay priest, which the Pope said, if the priest is gay and he's doing the right thing,
right,
then that's okay. So my question is, should the parent of a child seeking the counsel of a priest who says he's gay but abstaining and doing the right thing, should the parent have the right to be able to go to the church or whatever and simply say, I would prefer that my child get counsel from someone who is not struggling in that sin according to the faith?
Well, of course, all parents should have the right to pick the people of influence on their kids all the time. That's a no-brainer. But if you're going to single out that priest because he is, and this is what I'm trying to follow in what you're saying, the priest is making the right decision, okay? And we can get into long backstory on, are people made gay or do they choose to act out sexually on certain types of things? To me, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of a discussion that goes nowhere, because if you're an activist homosexual, you're going to say, we're born that way, we can't do anything about it. If you're someone on the pro-family side, you're going to say, but you make a choice every time you choose to engage in anything, you know. And I liken it to this. If you knew that your youth group leader in your evangelical church was a rabid heterosexual and very strongly attracted to attractive women,
mm-hmm,
would it bother you if your son or daughter went to him to get advice about life? If he was choosing to reject his desires to womanize and to philander and everything else, in order to be faithful to God in the ministry that he had. What's the difference there?
Well, let's say at that same church there was a gay couple with an adopted child, and that adopted child went to that heterosexual youth leader that was suffering in that sin. Should the homosexual couple going to that church with the adopted child have the...
You're already out of God's plan, because if the church is a biblical church, they're not going to say the gay couple is in good standing.
The question that popped into my head was, should the parents of a child...
Why are you treating the issue of his gayness as different than just normal sexual sin? Because you're kind of emphasizing the fact that the priest may be gay. What if the priest is heterosexual and he likes women? Isn't the point that the priest is doing the right thing in his actions? Isn't that the overriding point? Regardless of what his desires are or his inclinations or anything, regardless of who he's attracted to, et cetera, if we do the right thing in overcoming those things that are inside of us that try to draw us to the wrong thing, isn't that the idea?
It should be.
Okay.
But my question is...
Yes.
Should a parent have the right to be able to ask the question,
are you gay?
No. Should the parent have the right and be able to ask the question that, would it be all right for my child to seek counsel from another priest if they felt as though the sin that priest was in and the struggle that priest was in was something that they felt
uncomfortable with? But what sin is the priest in if he's abstaining? He's not sinning. He's living properly. That's the point. That's the dividing line. Maybe we're confused about this. 888-340-3373. What do you say, Baldwin McCullough?
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free. Today for free.
Number again, 888-340-3373.
And I want to know why you're persecuting the gays.
Oh, sure, Kev.
Now,
tee it up like that.
Well, because here's what I don't understand.
Hold on a second. First of all, people I work with now who work directly with me in my career live the gay lifestyle, blah, blah. some of my best friends
are gay.
Why are
you creating a double standard?
I'm not creating a
against them in your philosophical question.
I am asking a hypothetical.
Right.
I'm asking a hypothetical question.
Right. But why would it be any different? Here's what I
because it might be different to a caller. Maybe there's a caller out there that's a Catholic.
I'm not saying that it couldn't be.
That's my question.
All right, let's go to Ken in Detroit, line one. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, I think you're missing a bigger problem, and that is, well, first of all, it's not something you're born with. I mean, that's a big lie that's been promoted for years by the gay community, that the homosexuality is something they're born with. I think that what you have to look at is if a priest or a pastor has that lust in them, even if they've repented of it, but if they still have that lust in them and it's something that they're fighting over, they shouldn't be priests. They shouldn't
be pastors.
All
right, Ken, here's where I'm just going to bust you and Stephen right between the eyes with a 2x4, because every man in this room and on this phone call and in the building that we're in and in the village where this broadcast is taking place and in the entire United States of America deal with lust. So to pretend that, oh, well, you know, because we're all talking about the gays and we're saying, well, they might have lust, but to pretend that heterosexual men don't have lust and sin in their heart 25,000 times a day is a bunch of bunk. My point is, if you're fighting the lust, if you're saying this is not good, and I am, if I get a thought in my head, I'm putting it out of my mind as soon as it comes. You're living righteously. You should have the right to have your job and to do everything else, because every other man that is sexual is fighting the same battle.
But Ken has his opinion. Hold on,
the
Ken.
The best way I can explain it, because this is the way my church would handle it. I'm a Christian. We wouldn't want to put our parishioners into danger of a backslide. Whether it's alcoholism.
We're not talking about active homosexuals, Ken. We're talking about people that make the choice to be celibate.
But they can still backslide.
So can you. Are you married?
I'm not a priest. I'm not a pastor.
Oh, and no pastors have ever been caught up in sexual wrongdoing.
If it's public knowledge that a pastor or a priest is having these problems, whether they're dealing with it.
He makes an interesting point.
While they're having these problems, they shouldn't be priests. They shouldn't
if they're
be
having the problems, that's not... Okay, thank you, Ken. Appreciate
thanks,
the call.
Ken, thanks
not
for
what
the call.
We're talking about. It's not what the Pope was talking about.
Okay.
What the Pope was talking about
okay.
was somebody who is sincerely seeking God over and above
right.
his inclinations.
And thus my question. Ken's opinion is that a priest or a pastor in a position of leadership struggling with that desire, in Ken's opinion, shouldn't have the influence he has in the time that he's struggling with that sin. That's Ken's opinion.
But you would say that also about men that are actively involved in pornography and adultery and all the rest of it. Sexual sin is sexual sin. This is my point when I'm arguing with the gay activists on Fox. It doesn't matter... people think, well, Kev, you believe the Bible, so therefore you're in some way, hateful towards gays. No, I think about homosexuality exactly the same way I think about adultery and pornography and the rest of it. Sin is just sin.
Right.
And I commit sin. That's every bit as bad
important
as anything that they do.
Sure. And it's important to clarify. And I had, again, before the show, I had the same conversation. And that's this. A horrible stereotypical problem has been cast on a lot of this sin by Christians who have not represented the issue the right way.
That's an interesting point.
It is not correct for a Christian person of faith to speak on these ideas in a way that is judging someone from their own opinion. That is not correct. It's acceptable, in my opinion, and it's the religious freedom I have to say, I believe in the Bible, and I believe in the God of the Holy Christian Bible, and that Creator says that in the divine natural order of His creation, that act is a sin. And I should have the right to say that.
Right.
Now we're living in a time where this is now you know, button up heads against the culture and society in a way that's only going to happen more and more and more. My question again here on Baldwin McCullough is very simple. The Pope said, if a priest is gay and he's struggling with that and he is abstaining and trying to stay in the light of God and do the right thing and be righteous, then the Pope doesn't have the right to judge that priest, which I agree with. My question is, should a parent of a Roman Catholic child who goes to that priest, hypothetically, to seek some kind of counsel or advice, if the parent understood the dynamics of that situation, should the parent have the right to make the request that the child seek counsel from someone else?
All right.
That's the question.
Well said. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 3. Carl is calling from Dallas, watching on Channel 47. Hey, Carl, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. What's your thought?
One thing I can't understand is how can a priest believe in God if he's gay? And how can the parents teach their children it's okay to be gay if they believe in the Bible?
Well, that's not what we're talking about. The second part of that is not what we're talking about. Thank you for the call. The first part of that question, though, and I'll let Stephen respond to it as well, but from my perspective, how can a priest honor God if he's gay? It depends on what your definition of being gay is. I don't believe that there's such a thing as a state of being about being gay. I don't think that it's like a, it's not to me, and there's no scientific evidence for it, that there's a DNA gene that says, this is a gay gene, and that makes that person gay. Everything related to homosexuality that we know about in the culture is all related to individual acts and choices upon every sexual interaction that the person has. Ironically, heterosexuals live exactly the same way. You choose to have sex with someone or you don't. You choose to abstain or you don't. You choose to look at pornography or you don't. But everything related to that is always a choice. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
TooMuchGood.com.
It's Saturday night. It's me, Stephen Baldwin, and him, Kevin McCullough. And it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Listen, we're, you know, as usual for these 2 hours on Saturday night, we're just asking
just pouring
questions.
Kerosene on the national conversation and then lighting it. That's all.
No. No. We seek the opinions of our listeners about certain thoughts we have, and the Pope now has gone, Pope Francis, and made a statement that right away the Vatican responded with, oh, whoa, what he meant to say was...
No, they didn't.
A little bit...
No, they didn't.
I got the article right here, McCullough.
You pull it up, pal.
Okay.
Yeah. You going to go tit for tat on research with me?
Okay. What does it mean when it says, Vatican experts were quick to point out that Francis was not suggesting that the priests or anyone else should act on their homosexual tendencies?
That's exactly what he was saying.
When they use the word quick to point out, it means they were in a hurry to be
sure
that it wasn't misinterpreted.
Because of what the media purposefully did to try to twist his words.
No, not just the media.
Let's be very clear.
Not just
the media. Said that he said one thing when he didn't say anything near that.
Okay, so then this gal who wrote this article for the New York Times with the headline, On Gay Priests, Pope Francis Asks, Who Am I to Judge?
Source, she, New York Times.
So she's
funny. End of discussion.
Okay, well.
Okay, what were you going
to
say?
It's obviously...
It's the New York Times advantage to be leftist in their viewpoint on this.
But Kevin, it's
the
relevant.
The church is the bane
it's
of the left's existence.
That this pope, who used the word gay in talking to the media for the first time ever...
Because he was asked about it. Go ahead.
Okay, so then the Vatican said it was, quote, revolutionary that he used the term gay. So you're talking about a conservative dynamic where this guy said something that could be interpreted as controversial. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. What he actually said, I talked to 25 Catholics within 24 hours of his statement.
I only talked to like...
None of them.
I'm not as...
Had any doctrinal or theological problem with what he said. And they said,
really?
If you understand the church's teaching, what he said was consistently in line with everything the church
has Absolutely.
Yeah. So the only reason the Vatican had to be quick to point out was because the monkeys that run the media in the U.S. running around going, oh, look at what he said, without checking facts, without doing anything else, they were the ones that put the pressure on the Catholic Church to say, no, we didn't change anything. We didn't change what we believe. We didn't change our doctrine. We didn't change anything. And it's the journalists out there that were saying that he had. That was the problem to begin with.
Well, come on. Not all those journalists are bad, Kev. Some of them are good.
There was one that got the story right.
You're a good journalist, aren't you?
No, I'm not a journalist. I'm an opinion giver. And I'm glad to be it. Anyway, 888-340-3373. More of your calls in hour two. Obviously, it's a big story. We don't want to... it's just worth thinking through. So we're going to do that with as much clarity as we can. Throughout the entirety of the second hour. We're live from New York every Saturday. Hope that you'll stay with us. And by the way, streaming online tonight at BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's BaldwinMcCullough.com. Hour two is up next.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.